I grew up in Tennessee, went to Andrew Johnson Elementary School, but I was never interested in the Civil War. You know, it has a kind of a reputation as being something that people are interested in as a hobby rather than seriously. And I've discovered that that's not really true. A lot of people who are hobbyists actually have very deep interest in it. And I find myself saying, it's the defining event in the nation's history and brought the end of slavery for 4 million people and ensured that the United States survived. It would seem to be kind of worth being interested in. So I decided that I would try to put it in a form, a story that people go, I didn't think I was interested in this, but I see what you mean. This actually is pretty gripping.
And in this book, you basically choose two communities as the focus of life during the Civil War, a northern community in Pennsylvania, and then a southern county in Virginia. Can you talk about each and, why you chose these places?
I can. I think the Virginia County might be one that people have heard about. It's Augusta County, it's Stanton, and the northern county is Franklin County, where Pennsylvania is. Well, I was driving up I-81 one day and struck, as always, by just how beautiful the Shenandoah Valley is. I was probably somewhere near Harrisonburg. And then I saw a sign for New Market, and it suddenly hit me that, wow, in this beautiful place, they had all kinds of battles. And immediately the 23rd Psalm came to mind, the Valley of the Shadow of Death. So I said, okay, I'm going to choose two places that are alike in almost every way. Now, they have the same soil, the same crops, the same climate, the same churches, the same ethnicities among white people. There's just one difference. There's a line on the ground that has slavery on one side and not slavery on the other. And that line ended up making all the difference. And so people there in the valley killing each other just a few months after they'd lived in peace. So I thought, okay, if I'm going to choose two places in the valley, how would I choose them? And I chose two places where the soldiers from those places were in every major battle. And I also chose two places that had two newspapers running throughout the entire era. It goes from John Brown's raid in 1859 all the way to the 15th Amendment in 1870. And so I wanted as much almost daily reports of what people are thinking and doing. Then I went out to find all the letters and diaries, and I just lucked out in a ridiculous way. Augusta County is the home of Jedediah Hotchkiss, who's the map maker for Stonewall Jackson and the Confederacy, who wrote letters to his wife almost every day and kept a diary. That was great. I chose those places because they seem emblematic of what I call, in the subtitle of the book, the heart of America. These are two places that shared everything, but they went to war against each other.
So you're focusing on Stanton in the book in Augusta County. What was life like in Stanton during the Civil War, and how much did it change after?
Well, Stanton is really interesting, partly because they were building a railroad line from the valley to Richmond when the Civil War broke out. They had managed to dig the longest railroad tunnel in the world, dug with enslaved laborers and Irishmen. And then the railroad intersected in Stanton with the Valley Turnpike. And as a result of that, the Valley supplied enormous amounts of food to Robert E. Lee's army in Richmond, but it was also a hospital base. And so living in Stanton during the war, anytime there was a battle anywhere, the houses and hospitals filled up with wounded men. And they just had 2,000 graves already dug. At one point in the war, so when the next train rolled in, they would have places for all these young men who would die in the hospitals and homes of Stanton. So Stanton is in the center of action. They think it's going to be invaded at any time, maybe from the Alleghenies. It's under threat for a whole time. And so it's really important. It sees a lot of fighting around it. And so what it would have been like if you've been on pins and needles the whole time.
Is there something you hope people will get out of reading your book?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things the book is basically designed to put you in the middle of all this. And the job of us today is not to pass judgment on these people of the past, but to understand why they did the things they did. How could people think it was right to own other people? You know, how could people go to war for 4 years and sustain that? So I'd like people to actually not come into the war, into the book with an idea they already know how it turned out, but rather to suspend belief and be surprised by something on almost every page.
Ed Ayers is the author of The Thin Light of Freedom. He's our featured author for Books and Brews tonight in Harrisonburg and tomorrow in Crozet. Ed Ayers, thanks so much.
Thank you.